Hello, this is James Watt, and it's James Watt in Conversation, where we talk to the most interesting people in showbiz. And we've got a real good one today. Ore Aduba, currently in Pretty Woman on tour. We spoke to him when he was in Cardiff, touring all over the country, and we spoke to him ahead, in effect, of the tour coming into Leeds, which is the 14th to 25th of May, the Leeds Grand, but they're all over the country as well. All about Pretty Woman, about the old days of him reading the news and all that sort of thing, and how he's now just loves the theatre. He's really embraced the whole thing for many, many years. We'll find about Pretty Woman, what it's all about. If you've not seen the movie, does it matter? Does it not matter? Let's find out. And if you know Ore from way back, what's the deal about getting free tickets to one of his shows? He'll tell us. Coming up, okay. Don't forget to subscribe and like this thing, because other ones turn up. But first of all, let's go and meet Ore Aduba, talking all things Pretty Woman, the tour. Heading to Leeds on the 14th to 25th of May, and on UK tour as well. We need to get someone that, you know, used to be known for being on the telly and just reading the news and stuff, but now you're a proper musical theatre guy, aren't you? Ore Aduba, how you doing, Ore?
Hi, James. Well, proper, who's proper at anything, really? But we'll all have a go. Well, it's funny, actually, because I've been on the road in some shape or form, performing for 7 years.
Wow.
Now, and that was never the, it was supposed to be a few weeks, and here I am talking to you from gorgeous Cardiff.
Yeah.
For maybe the fourth time that I've been in this lovely town with a different show, and the treadmill keeps going. So, yeah.
You must love it, because you did Grease and Rocky Horror for a long time. And, you know, we knew you for that old stuff you did on the telly in your suit, doing your thing, and that was fine. But this seems to be the thing you love most.
Well, it's funny, because only last weekend I had a school reunion, 20-year school reunion, back at our old school where I left after sixth form. And, you know, everybody, it's just wonderful talking to everybody and seeing how life has developed and changed after 20 years. But I spoke to a lot of friends about theatre at school, because unbeknownst to everybody, why would you? I haven't written my own biography, so why would anybody else know? But I spent a lot of time on stage. If I kind of wasn't playing sport, I was on a stage. And so for me, it makes a lot of sense, because that was where I really found kind of my own voice, my own personality. So, yeah, I do love it. And this show, Pretty Woman, is a really well-loved story. But the role that I play is a lot of fun, and he's busy. He gets around, so
yeah,
it's a real joy. I am 7 years later, I am still loving it.
and in Pretty Woman, you play. It's very confusing to simple people like myself. You play two parts, which is so. Now, the one that I think we're probably more familiar with from the movie is the hotel manager guy, and that's you, isn't it?
That's Mr. Thompson. That's me. Yes, that guy is written in the movie. He's the guy that kind of looks down on Vivian as she arrives in the hotel and from this girl from the boulevard, and he's thinking, what on earth is she going to do in my well-to-do establishment? But then their relationship kind of grows, and he looks out for her like a kind of uncle figure. It's that's a well-known kind of fear written into the story. What they've done with the stage adaptation is they've given me more. And I play another character as written into the musical called Happy Man. And I guess it's best explained that the musical is set in the hotel and the boulevard. They're the kind of the two locations. And Happy Man is a kind of a Fagin character, in that he's a bit of a dog's body. He walks the walk. He knows everybody around. He knows all the characters. And in our show, he's the guy that kind of sprinkles the magic on Vivian's dream and makes it a reality. So he's a kind of he's a bit of a narrator. He's he He's a magical character.
He looks like a bit of a cool dude as well, from what I've seen of the pictures. You know, you're strutting around doing your thing.
He's a cool dude. I try to make him get a bit of swagger. Essentially, when you break it down, he is a bit of a streetwalker. I remember wearing this coat. The coat that I wear is kind of like a fisherman's trench coat, but you can imagine if it's been on the street in LA for a long time, it's not maybe the doesn't smell the nicest. But I remember in rehearsal, you know, the guys wanted me to get into that character very early on. So from like day two, I put this jacket on and was you know, just trying to get down with the character and make it as realistic as possible. And I remember about a month ago, one of my friends, it was Bex actually, I remember her saying to me, you know, when we first started rehearsing, I thought that was your jacket. And I thought, because it was strange, because it wasn't necessary, it wasn't from Zara or anything, but it was fine because it just looked a bit dirty. And I just thought that was your style. I was like, that's so, I can't believe you waited 6 months to tell me that you thought I was dirty when you first met me. That's the character.
Is that acting? I'm not quite sure. So when people come and see The Pretty Woman, I mean, there must be nobody in the audience that hasn't seen the movie.
Incorrect.
Oh,
I did speak to someone last week at Stage Door, and in fairness, her own friends were berating her. You know, she hadn't even watched the movie before, and I was like, give the girl a break. She came, she loved it. But yes, it is. There are a small minority of people, but it's not contractual to have watched the movie you see the show.
And are there bits in the show? Because there's one or two sort of iconic lines, like sort of a big mistake line and that sort of thing going on.
Mm.
Are people waiting for these big lines and they go, hey, great, she said it.
Yeah, I mean, James, you know what's coming. You know, we have to give the people what they want. The show is developed by the same team behind the movie. So it was always, I've started describing it as kind of the perfect interactive movie merchandise, this show. You know, it gives everything what you would want from the movie, but is a kind of a 5D experience. You know, it's really a fully immersive effort in that way. So yes, it's got those big lines that people are looking forward to hearing. But, you know, there's a brand new production and an amazing cast and crew who brought it to life, and wonderful dancing, brand new music written by Bryan Adams. So it's a real feast. And I know that, you know, our tagline is Big Huge Night Out. And wonderfully, as we've toured around the country, people have really enjoyed their nights out with our show.
You must really love being part of that team, because you've done it a few times with other shows as well now, being part of a cast and part of a travelling circus going around the country.
Yeah, it's a bit of a circus. I guess when you are a cast, a production, whatever guise it is, whether it's Rocky Horror or a Strictly Live tour or Pretty Woman, you do band together. And it's lovely because, you know, talking to folks like yourself on the radio or just seeing the posters going up in and around the theatre, there is an anticipation before your show lands in that town, especially when Pretty Woman was so popular in London. And I, you know, speaking to audience members at Stage Door, they didn't get a chance to come to London. That's what is so wonderful about touring theatre, because we get to go to your home. And people are kind of frothing. they're excited to come and see us. And so it's wonderful because we get to see amazing parts of the country.
The
audience gets to see the show.
It must be exciting to be we know of the film, but it's a new show on tour, the first time it's been on tour around the UK, whereas the others have been around for a few more years. So is that exciting, bringing something that most of the audience won't have seen on stage?
Yeah, I think that's why it's been so popular. We've been performing to sold-out houses since we started. Because, yeah, I guess there's been that anticipation. I've got to go and see the show for the first time. I've not been able to see it before. So, yeah, I mean, ask the producers. I think they're thrilled that the tickets are flying off. But, you know, for anybody who wants to come and see us in Leeds, please do get your tickets while you can. We're in town for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so 14th to 25th.
There should be some.
14th to 25th of May is Leeds, but you're all over the country as well. Now, of course, we are missing your little face on the telly a bit. Do we ever get to see you on the telly again? Or have you just become a theatre lovey now and that's it?
Why did I know you were going to say lovey? I've been a lovey since they let me on stage. I love everyone and everything. When you're doing a tour for 12 months, it is quite hard to dip your toe into every other point of interest that I might like to. But I'll go where I'm paid, James. So, yeah, I'm quite happy to put that down on record. But no, I've loved everything that I've been doing since nearly 20 years now. So nothing's ever closed off, but this is the project right now.
That's the right, Pretty Woman. It sounds. It's one of the shows I'm really looking forward to seeing. That's for sure. And you know, back to your school reunion you had the other day. Okay, what was your? You said you were tarting about on stage a bit at school. So what were you? Were you starring in some great thespian thing at school? Can you remember?
There was some pretty out there throwback. What was the show? We did a show called The Duchess of Malfi, which I can't even. It was proper theatre. I would love to see some of the footage if anybody's got some out there. But you know, I do remember doing it at school. We did stuff. I was in a band. I do remember doing talent contests like Fame Academies and various things, and really enjoying sort of just doing every production under the sun. But I guess at that time of my life, I never really thought it was something that was a viable career. It was just a bit of fun. Our school kind of pushes in different directions, but I wanted to get involved in telly and I love being on stage. And so I'm lucky that 20 years on, I've been able to kind of incorporate all of that.
How many of your old colleagues that you kind of passed in the corridor, had a cup of coffee with, always ringed you up for free tickets?
Do you know what? My mum is the best ballpark, because I remember when I was on Strictly Come Dancing and asking her if she wanted to come to the very first show. And she was like, do you not want to get your mother-in-law to come? And I was like, are you joking? People camp overnight to get tickets for this thing. And you're saying you want to pass it up for your my mother-in-law on the other side. And then fast forward down to the semifinals, I remember her going, are you going to invite me to Strictly at some point this series? And I was like, okay, it's that kind of duplicity I cannot deal with. If you want a ticket, then you get it yourself. So, I'm quite straight up with that. There's a website, so people are quite welcome to go and find it like everybody else.
Good on you. We're looking forward to seeing Pretty Woman is all over the country and is coming to Leeds at the Grand, 14th to 25th of May. So a couple of weeks of it, which will be fantastic. You and the gang there doing that dancing, wiggling your bum, all that. Are you good at wiggling your bum? I presume you're quite good. You were not bad on Strictly, were you, as you won the thing?
No, I've been banned from that particular genre of dance. So no, you'll be safe. No bum wiggling in this show.
Good on you. I'll be quite safe. All right, good to talk to you. And we'll see you in Leeds.
Take care, James. Thank you.
Aria Duba from Pretty Woman, the musical. Sounds good, doesn't it? We spoke to him ahead of his Leeds run, which is the 14th to 25th of May. But it goes all over the place as well. Places like Sunderland and Belfast and Cork and Dublin and Stoke, Southampton, Canterbury, and Southend, Birmingham, and on it goes, okay, through this year. Pretty Woman, the musical.com will work for that one. All right, this has been James Watt in Conversation. Thank you very much for listening. And subscribe away, because another one of these will pop up just when you're not expecting it. Have a great day, and I catch you on the next one.